guys seem to have a pretty good game. And in the last game, I think his percentage of snaps went down. Was that by design, or was that just something that kind of happened?
As I said the other day, not by design, more by mistake, if that's the case. Mass has done a good job so far. He's been active. We have a lot of things we're working on and trying to get better. It's unfortunate that he got fewer, but he didn't have so few that he didn't play.
Right.
I mean, he might have been 10 less than what he expected. Mm-hmm. You know, he probably got about 30 snaps, I think, in the last game, or low 30. I mean, 36, yeah, I think. You know, it'd been nice for him to get 40s, but that's not a huge, that's not a huge thing. So it wasn't, like I said, I think more was made of the number of snaps than really is. Again, like I said, we'd like to have had a few more, but that wasn't the reason we lost the game at the end, for example.
What do you see from Mike Evans? He had a pretty big game, a breakout game, if you will, last week, and obviously you guys don't want him to have those explosive plays or the numbers he had last week.
Mm-hmm. I think he's an outstanding player. We have a lot of respect for him the first game. We had a lot of respect for him in the draft. Our guys are familiar with him. We don't just because he's a rookie, we didn't take him lightly in the first contest, and we won't this time. Our guys are well aware of him. They remember last time. So when we talk about him again this time in the meetings, I think it's not as though, oh, where was he last time? We gave him an earful about all their skill guys on offense. You know, the running back a year ago, as we're all well aware of, last year had a breakout game against us, and Jackson has had his way a few times against us in the past. The tight end's a new player to them. That's somebody that, they have begun to feature lately. I don't think he played against us in the first game. So they have some good young players, whether it's Evans, the tight end, or the running back. I know they have another running back in number 34. Forgive me for not remembering his name right now, but he's somebody right now we're trying to study because he said to be available for the game and going to play some. So they've got some, like I said, I think it'll be quite a contest for us.
In what ways can your veterans, your Ozzie Umenyoras, your Tyson Jacksons, your Paul Soliais, in what way can those guys help you kind of turn things around and, get some momentum going?
They can continue to be the guys they've been in the meeting. I mean, they've been, those guys are vocal. They're not shy about saying things in meetings. Our issue is we need to play better on Sunday in order to win. I mean, we need to play a better, full game. Whether it's as a defense or as a team, even to win the ball game, but they've been great to work with. I mean, they're great to the young guys from the standpoint of encouraging them, as well as pushing them hard when it needs to be. But they're, like I said, they'll speak up in the meetings, and they will. None of them are shy about doing what it takes to be a veteran and be somebody that's trying to help the younger guys. It is the one thing they are not is selfish. Our older players are very unselfish guys, every single one of them. And that says a lot about them, about the character of the guys. But when it gets right down to it, we all want to play better on Sunday, and that's what has to happen, with or without a lot of talk.